with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome you back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. There's a little snap in the air in the mornings. Man, it's still getting up into the 80s. We're in mid-September. I think that's probably going to change.
Pretty typical.
Yeah, but it's going to change. But I just can't get all juiced up for hunting season yet when it's this warm every day.
Well, you need some game cams. I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, right. I'll take a look. But
you should try and make it up one weekend. I'm going to go up every weekend. And
are you?
There'll be a weekend when I'll be all by my lonesome and I could use my job.
I'm not sure that's the weekend I want to be there, but that would be all right, though. I could do that. It sounds like work.
Don't make me tell stories.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, we were talking a little bit about chili in the last segment. And before we get into recipes and types, Bob discovered something probably many, many years ago, but we've discussed it a couple times, and that is the vegetables that you get this time of year. There's stuff left on the vine, maybe at some of the farm markets, right? It's tomato season's kind of over with, peppers kind of over with. I was driving out on the west side of Grand Rapids this week, and there were the muck fields out there in Hudsonville and beyond.
Best place to grow celery.
Right. Well, there was onions that they had removed out of the ground and piled them into like a windrow. In the muck fields, and then I think they were drying, and then there was a machine coming along just scooping them up and putting them in big bins.
Nice.
And I had not seen that before, but it's all mechanized.
It's a process.
Right? Yeah. It's all mechanized. But anyway, all of that made me think of those almost overripe tomatoes and those peppers that might even have a little bit of wrinkle on them.
Yeah.
But where you smoke those,
if
right?
If you're roasting or smoking or anything like that, they're going to wrinkle up then anyway.
Right. Right, but I just feel like the flavor's concentrated in it or
is,
something.
It is, and especially with a tomato. If you think about middle of winter when you're buying those greenhouse tomatoes and they're hard and
right,
I mean they're not any good. You got to let them sit on the counter for a week,
right,
to get ripe,
right.
So
and these are vine ripened, but because they've been hanging on the vine for extra time.
Oh, they're so good, and I have a favorite place I like to get my tomatoes. I'm still producing tomatoes, but it's the cherry tomatoes that will not stop.
Oh, I love those things.
They're just going nuts.
They're like candy. That's the best snack in the world. Rinse those off and just pop a few in your mouth.
And that's what prompted me to do some chili the other day is just I had a whole bunch of tomatoes, and, you know, after a while, you can only eat. So there's only two of us there.
Right.
So I just took a bunch of them, and I cut them and sautéed them and cooked them down into a nice base. And then started throwing my jalapenos are done. And so I started throwing some jalapenos in there. And next thing you know, I got some onions going. And I threw in some taco meat I had left over from the night before. And boom, a couple cans of different beans. And I've got chili.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways you can do it. But one of the things I want to try this year that I wanted to see what you thought of is I saw this person, this influencer, who's promoting pumpkins, and she literally takes stew and soups and different things, and she roasts it in the oven in a pumpkin. She guts a pumpkin out, puts her soup in there, puts the top back on it, and then roasts it. And because pumpkin is, like with this chili I made, we canned a bunch of pumpkin last year, and I still have some left over. So I poured some pumpkin in with this chili. Man, is it fantastic for soups and stews and chili. So I'm going to try doing a chili and roasting it in a pumpkin and see how that works out. This one turned out really wonderful.
So
it's really
the pumpkin
squash.
Is the vessel?
The pumpkin, yeah.
You make the chili and then you pour it in there and then just heat it in the oven.
That's right.
And so you're getting a pumpkin influence in your chili?
Yeah.
I'm probably not the guy to talk to about that because pumpkin is probably one of my least favorite items on earth.
You don't like pumpkin pie?
I don't. You've seen that little graphic before where they made the thing out of the PVC pipe and the pumpkin sitting on top like it's going to the bathroom and it makes a pie? That's my visual.
Oh.
That's my visual.
Well, you're looking at the wrong sites.
No, I'm not. That's spot on.
I think you had some pumpkin trauma when you were a boy.
I'm just not a pumpkin pie. I like fruit pies. I'll eat fruit pie all day long.
I bet you like apple pie because you're Dutch.
Yeah,
you're Dutch. You got to.
Yep, and with a sharp piece of cheddar cheese.
Okay.
And my mom used to make apple pie and serve the sharp, just a little.
When the pie's still hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the veggies are a big deal. And whether you try the pumpkin thing or not, you like butternut squash and all these things, you could do it in a lot of different things, but basically when you're scooping your chili out, you're getting a little bit of that meat from the vegetable and it's just adding something to your
another dimension, yeah, another layer.
And you know, if you like smoking things, you could do those little acorn squash or whatever, and you could leave the top off them and throw all those soups and stews and things in your smoker and pick up some of that savory goodness from your smoker. And that's just going to add to what you're making. But the process, of course, that you're using has everything to do with the outcome, right? And there's always tricks to getting the right recipe down pat. And I'll tell you what, I've screwed up recipes plenty of times by not following the process, by just... You know, maybe opening a bottle of wine too early.
No such thing. I don't see the error there, right?
Well, depending on the process, if the bottle of wine's done and you're not done with your process, then you're going to have a problem.
One of the things is done, right? Either the bottle of wine or the process, right? I mean, generally, you might be able to coordinate them so they get done together, but usually it's one or the other.
So what spices do you like to use in chili?
You know, I'm not, unlike you, you enjoy a lot of heat. I hate to tell you, but a little paprika, and I like garlic in almost anything. I know garlic is not a strong profile in a chili, but chili powder is, and paprika, I think, are both good. And I like the smoky paprika. And I don't smoke my own. I buy it in a jar.
I find paprika to be very mild anyway. So you can tend to you can be pretty liberal with that.
Yeah.
And not hurt anybody.
Right. But you know, the big heat, the spicy heat, the back of your throat stuff, I stay away from that. A little bit of it, a tinge of it, just a touch is good for me. But
your Dutchness is coming.
Well, my palate says that I want to taste the third and fourth bite, and when the first one burns me, I'm like, okay, I can't get the rest of this down.
I'm of the belief that you have to make it for everybody.
Sure.
And if you make it too spicy, for yourself, you're going to have to eat it all.
Yeah. Right.
And we've got stories about stuff like that in our house, but there's you definitely have to make for the masses, and it's easy enough if you have a little Cholula or some fresh jalapenos chopped or whatever. You can spice up your own.
Right, put it on the table as a condiment, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And that's where I would go. I'm kind of intrigued about this pumpkin thing, though, not because of the pumpkin flavor, but again, eat with your eyes first.
Yeah.
And you set a big old hollowed out pumpkin.
I know.
And reserve the top, let it cook with the top off. Right, and then just serve that top on there, and when you open it up, it's going to steam.
It's going to look awesome.
It's going to look awesome.
It's a presentation.
And you put a little ladle in there.
Yeah,
that is kind of cool.
You're buying in, aren't you?
Well, I kind of am.
Think I got them.
Yeah, right. It's not for that pumpkin flavor, but it's the look, man.
Well, but look at. I know you like butternut squash.
I do. I like most kinds of squash, but that pumpkin's just not my favorite. But it's time to go. We're at the end of a segment, so you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.